Blog Talk Radio.
Imagine you're 78 years old and your doctor tells you that you have to have a hip replacement surgery. Without ever explaining to you the complications associated with the surgery, that would include but not be limited to infections, loss of limb, blood loss, or death, or a defective Smith-Nephew implant, or Wang, you proceed with the surgery, unbeknownst that that was not your only alternative. Within 10 days of having that surgery, you would have had two additional surgeries for a total of 3 surgeries in 10 days using propofol as an anesthesia that leads to you having seizures, loss of consciousness, loss of blood, and the inability to walk. Now I want you to imagine that someone enters your room and says, "We need to perform a 4th surgery." Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this show. That is one of a million different stories that you will find in reading the book 23 Days at Montefiore: Murder, Mystery, and Malpractice, a Patient Advocate's Odyssey. It journeys you through 23 days at Bronx, New York's Montefiore Hospital, by far the worst hospital in the United States. Murder, mystery, and malpractice. Like any American, when you get sick in the United States, you trust far more than anyone else your doctor, because it is in that doctor that you believe they possess wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as a result of their academic learning that now enables them to engage in the practice of medicine. And then you find that the doctors have taken advantage of you through medication, through unnecessary surgical procedures, and through misrepresentation about your overall health. I get it. The reality is, if everybody's healed, you don't have a need for doctors. Hence, you won't need hospitals, you won't need pharmaceutical companies, and you'll have a complete void in terms of their financial prosperity. But at some point in time, we must balance the scale with regard to the importance and significance of providing open, honest communication about the plight of lack of quality of patient care in America. Delivery of health care in America, or the delivery of health care in America, must change. It is indeed the new social justice imperative that we examine quality patient care. For the last decade in the United States, we spent the gist of our time discussing affordable health care. In that conversation, we lost creating data and information necessary to determine if the new affordable health care has led to the denial of quality patient care. Throughout the United States, we also find that the hospital systems are monopolizing. Let me give you some quick history. For those of you that remember the 1980s and the 90s, you remember when the Bell telephone companies owned conglomerates. You had Bell Systems and AT&T and MCI, and we said they own too much. We must break up the Bell companies. because they have too much power, authority, and dominion, and they're engaging in price fixing, and all of these antitrust allegations were lodged against them. Today, the very same thing is happening with healthcare systems. Hospitals like Montefiore Systems in New York are owning all of the other smaller hospitals that were individually owned and operated. And you're finding that not just in New York, but in places like Georgia and California, throughout the Carolinas, etc. And with that, there's little, if any, regulations over those systems. And in as much as these are for-profit hospitals, they too should be looked under the same microscope that we looked at the Bell companies and the big three auto industries. When people said, these are monopolies, they are controlling everything. And so when you become a victim of a hospital administration that is engaging in unauthorized and unnecessary surgical procedures on people as old as 78 and 80, engaging in organ transplant surgeries from questionable sources, has a hospital that denies quality care to the citizens in those communities, and are utilizing patients for research, trials, and studies to complement and aid their medical students without the authorization, knowledge, or consent of the patient, that is problematic. And that is the direction that this country is going. And that is clear and established in the book, 23 Days at Montefiore, Murder, Mystery, and Malpractice, A Patient Advocate's Odyssey. You will journey 23 days and the worst hospital in the country. You will read story after story about problems and situations that have escalated up to their CEO, then Stephen Safer. You will learn how from Stephen Safer as the CEO, down to the very nurse on the floor, all operating in concert with orthopedic doctors and other surgeons to the detriment of patient care. You will learn how to silence an advocate. They hired the law firms of Wilson and Elser in an effort to intimidate, to harass, to defame, and to lodge false accusations against patient advocates. You will learn how to fight back, and you will be equipped with the tools necessary to save the life of your loved one, family member, and or friend. This book, although about New York Hospital, is not limited to New York Hospital in that the advocacy skills that you will learn can be utilized in any hospital setting. 23 Days at Montefiore, Murder, Mystery, and Malpractice. The triple M's, Murder, Mystery, and Malpractice. Those three M's follow the MD. Are you licensed to kill or licensed to practice medicine to save lives? It was Albert Einstein who became the father of gravity. But at Albert Einstein Medical College, that is associated with Montefiore's hospital system, you will think that Albert Einstein is the father of mortality, that he can control death. But mortality is not in the hands of Albert Einstein, then or now. You will learn the importance and the significance of hospice status. Hospice, an unregulated industry, it's never intended to weigh cost over patient life and care. It was never intended to be a justifiable form of homicide or an assisted suicide. How will you fight back for your loved one? At what expense to your personal and professional life are you willing to stand and say enough is enough? Patient care is one thing. Quality patient care is another. 23 days at Montefiore. Murder? Are people dying because of lack of quality patient care? Involuntary manslaughter or murder? When patients are found dead in their room, did they die because of their illness or disease, or is it murder? When a patient is found hung in a hospital that conducts trials and research and studies on patients without their authorization, knowledge, or consent, is it suicide or homicide? You decide. What is the likelihood that a 77-year-old will enter a hospital with the intent to hang him or herself from a bathroom stall? What is the likelihood that that is in fact a suicide and not a homicide? You decide. How is somebody found dead in a bathroom with the door locked from the outside? And you say, it's not homicide. You decide. 23 days at Montefiore allows you to explore a journey that was unthinkable on the first day of arrival. No one could have said in their wildest imagination that a hospital is a breathing ground for murder, mystery, and malpractice. 23 days at Montefiore will make you cry, angry, perplexed, and on occasion, you will laugh twofold. One, at the very thought of what is transpiring, and two, because it sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying. Like, oh my goodness, really? This is happening in 2019 in hospitals in the United States, where the operating room becomes the gateway to death, a living morgue, where profit over patient care is so paramount and in your face that from the corporate executives and board of directors to the staff, nobody cares. Nobody cares. But quality patient care is the new social justice imperative. Read the book, 23 Days at Montefiore, Murder, Mystery, and Malpractice, A Patient Advocate Odyssey. It's out today in bookstores everywhere, and it's been available on ebook. Thank you for joining me, Sherry Jefferson, on BTR.